Thanks for listening to Outcast World. You lock your front door, don't you? You wouldn't go out and leave the front door open. Well, that's essentially what you're doing when you're not using a VPN. Right now, your data is being tracked, stored, and sold by loads of people. For a lot of people that are listening to this show, that is not just annoying, it can also be very risky. NordVPN fixes it. It's fast, it's reliable, it's number one for consumers, and it takes less time to set up than ordering a takeaway. Outcast World listeners can get NordVPN for under £3 a month. That is up to 75% off. Just go to outcastworld.net. The link's at the top. Turn it on. Forget about it. Make yourself safer online with the number one NordVPN for under £3 a month at outcastworld.net. It's Graham, and you're listening to Outcast World. Now, today we're going to talk to someone who you might know from the cast of TOWIE, but who's also making waves in a very different way as well. Junaid Ahmed isn't just reality TV. I mean, none of them ever are, really, are they? He's one of the few openly queer Muslim voices on British mainstream television, navigating visibility, identity, and representation in front of millions of viewers in our conversation. Junaid opens up to me about what it means to hold space as a queer Muslim man on screen, the pressures of reality TV, and why authentic stories like his matter now more than ever.
Oh my gosh, it is literally, do you know what? It's my eighth series on TOWIE, and I'm like, wow. We're back again on ITV2, prime time. And it's just bigger and better than ever. I think TOWIE's had such, like, 15 years, we're talking, the show's been on air. And it's like, we've taken over the nation for 15 years. It's crazy. And everyone loves people from Essex. I'm so here for it.
You've become a fan favourite. Like, what do people stop you in the street and say to you the most?
You know what? It's actually quite crazy because I get stopped everywhere I go and people are like, you're so iconic. And I'm like, really? Like, I find it quite overwhelming, I'll be honest. Obviously, I've got a very distinctive look. So Everywhere I go, people want to talk to me and love the show. And I absolutely love it. I'll be honest, like, the public reaction I get is so overwhelming and so amazing. Like, I'm currently right now in Mallorca and by the poolside, people are like, oh my God, it's Janae from TOWIE. And I'm like, hi. So, you know, I love it. I've been on the show for like nearly over 3 years now, and It's literally just been the best experience of my whole entire life. I'm through and through Essex. I just love it.
Now, the show's known for drama, isn't it? But you've brought something a bit deeper to it, I think. Did you set out to shift a bit of what TOWIE could be?
Do you know what it was? I'll be honest. As soon as I come in the show, I was very much like, I'm going to come in, I'm going to ruffle feathers and I'm going to be me. And I always have been that type of person. But when I first come on the show, I am still, up until today, one of the only gay Muslim reality stars on mainstream telly. Yeah. And when I joined the show, I didn't realise how much that actually meant. I'll be so honest. I didn't realise, like, the standpoint and the voice I was going to have for such a big community of people that are so hidden. And now, years on, I realise how much of an impact me being on telly has for so many people. And I'm just genuinely here to make a difference and make people realise there's people like me in the world and we are just as normal, just as queer and just as confident as anyone else.
So obviously you just said then you're one of the most visible queer Muslim people on TV for the last few years and one of the biggest shows. How do you carry that? Does it feel like pressure? Is there a bit of pride in there or is it a bit of both?
I'll be honest, in some aspect it makes me sad because I sit there and think, from a South Asian community that I come from, being Pakistani, there is so many gay Muslims out there but just too scared to come out.
Yeah.
And then I feel so grateful for TOWIE to give me that platform and that voice to be able to inspire others. But also there's a lot of weight on my shoulders trying to make a difference and showcase the world, like, this is who we are, we're normal just like everyone else. And do you know what? Since being on TOWIE, I've helped so much. Like, the amount of, like, DMs I get on, like, social media and people are like, you're literally an inspiration. You've helped me come out. My parents understand it more because of you and watching you. That is the reason why I do it, because I think coming from any sort of background or religion, like, being LGBT, is quite a can be quite difficult for people coming out, can be quite a struggle. Do you know what I mean? Regardless of race and religion and sexuality, like, I think coming out can be quite difficult for anyone, let alone coming from a Muslim Asian background. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's so much more intense. But I think, do you know what? I always set out to make a difference. And I feel like now more so than anything, I'm making a difference in what I want to do in my life and being an advocate for the LGBT community and just being a voice for the South Asian queer community, because that is who I am and that's me through and through. I am a Desi boy and I love it. And I'm grateful for Tawi to give me that opportunity to showcase my culture on the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you consider it as well, yeah, for ITV to put that out there, it is something actually, isn't it? And well done to them for kind of taking that step, I think. We kind of rarely see, like you said, that kind of intersectional representation on reality TV. Were you a bit nervous in the beginning of putting it all out there? And especially at the moment, considering some of the national narrative around, in particular, migration at the moment, or being different in any way at all. How do you feel about all that?
Do you know what? I think it's always quite, like, I think coming, like, being a Muslim, I'm a practicing Muslim. There's certain things I follow, there's certain things I don't, but I'm very honest and open about that. I'm religious. I pray every single day. And I think the whole aspect of, like, being Muslim, being gay, like, it's difficult from all angles, if that makes sense, because I get it from my own community, because homosexuality in Islam is not permitted. So I get it from my own community, and then you also get it from the outside community as well, and you think, gosh, I'm getting it from every single angle. But do you know what? I think the strongest people alive are the ones that are trying to make a difference and make a difference to this world. And I genuinely feel like I am here to make a difference and bring light to the community that I'm from and the religion that I'm from. A lot of people have their opinions. I'm a proud Muslim and my religion is all about peace and loving one another and bringing people together. And that's exactly what I do on the show, on Tawi, in my reality, in my real life, and what I do for a living. I'm all about bringing people together, and love is love. You can't help who you fall in love with.
Has your presence on Tawi changed how you see yourself? Because not a lot of us get to see ourselves like that, do we?
Do you know what? I feel like I'm 30 now and everyone in Tawi production is sick to death for me saying, I'm 30 now, guys. I'm more mature. I've been saying it for so long. Everyone's so bored of me saying it, but I genuinely do mean it. I'm 30 now. My whole outlook on life has genuinely changed. Like, I come on the show when I was 26 years old. I just left a job in a bank and I went into the world of reality TV. Fast forward 4 years. I'm in a year-long relationship with my boyfriend who I met on the show. We've got a house. I've got a lovely life. I've worked so hard. I never had any of these things without it. Do you know what I mean? And I've worked so hard to get to the position that I'm in my life now. And I think it genuinely is true. When you're most comfortable in your life, you're ready to help other people. And now I'm the most comfortable in my life. I'm ready to take on a mission and help everyone else.
So that's how you feel now you've turned 30. Wait till you turn 40. I remember turning 30.
Oh, God, I'm hoping for world domination over here.
So you've been open about your relationship with your faith, which I find fascinating. Well, a lot of people who are Catholic are the same, aren't they? Like, I'd count myself as Catholic, not like really strict Catholic, but I'm Catholic, and it's not approved of to be gay in the Catholic Church, is it? You know? But people still manage to put them two things alongside each other. But you're doing it as a Muslim. So you're being open about your relationship with your faith. What's your connection to Islam like today? Because like I say, I'm a Catholic, not a practicing Catholic. Sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, that's my identity. And other things I'm like almost atheist. It just depends what mood you get me in. I mean, we're complex as people, aren't we?
Yeah, I think for me, listen, I pray every single day. I read the Quran, and that's just me. That's always been my growing up. And obviously my relationship with my family is non-existent. But growing up with coming from a Muslim background, that was what I was taught day in, day out. Yeah. And that has stuck to me. But then obviously there's certain aspects of the religion I don't follow. Like, I like to have an occasional glass of wine. So do you know what I'd say? I'm practicing, but not fully practicing, if that makes sense.
There's certain aspects.
Yeah, there's certain aspects of the religion that I absolutely live by. I'm very spiritual as a person.
Yeah.
I do believe in, like, things happen for a reason and God's written what's meant to happen. And then there's other side of things that I have more control of, like obviously having a little bit of a drink here and there. That's obviously my choice and my decision. Obviously doesn't go with my religion, but life is life. I think there's some things you have to, like, do for yourself, and it's nice to have a bit of guidance. And Islam for me is the perfect guidance in my life to keep me on, like, the straight and narrow.
You said, like, you're a spiritual person, and I guess that's just culturally how you've kind of channeled your spirituality, and why not? You know what I mean? People are complex, aren't they, with the way they go about things. You mentioned your family. You don't have much of a relationship with your family now.
No. So obviously when I came out as gay when I was 18, and yeah. my family disowned me back then.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a relationship. We did reconcile about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. But I think sadly in life, some people care more so about what the community think and how they're perceived in the community. And that's not to disregard anyone's feelings or put anyone down at all. That's just the individual's choice. And I think when you do come from an Islamic background, the culture and the community is very tight knit. So I think for some people, they want to be accepted by the community. For others, they want to be a voice away from the community. And that's just how individuals are. So sadly, I don't have a relationship with my family anymore. But listen, that was just how my life was written and how it was supposed to be. So there's nothing I can change about that. It's made me definitely a very resilient person and the strongest version of myself to go through such hardship.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy, if I'm honest. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I get but
yeah.
we all have life experiences that either make us or break us. Sadly, it was quite hard to deal with in the start, but it's been the making of me going down the line.
So you said like a year and a half ago, there was a bit of a softening there. It sounds like you got somewhere with that and then it became tricky after that. Is there room for them in the future? Maybe.
I hope so. I'm very optimistic. I hope so. I never fully shut a door on anything, I'd say. I never say never. And I'm optimistic to have it. I love my family and I always will. They've brought me up into this world. Listen, there's a clash of personal opinions, which everyone's entitled to. And everyone has their opinions on what they agree with and what they disagree with. And respect is a huge thing as well. I respect people around me. So it's one of them things that I'd like to think time is a healer, but we just have to wait and see, really. I mean, who knows what will happen in the future? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You're navigating two worlds, queer spaces and at times Muslim spaces as well. I mean, that must be a minefield. Where do you feel most kind of yourself and at peace? This is a conversation I often ask to people who've got that kind of intersectional identities, being queer and from a specific background. You feel like you're in two worlds, and which one of the worlds is mostly you, and where do you feel kind of mostly yourself?
Do you know what? I think being on Tawi and being in the public eye, there's so much that the public want to see of you and have a perception of you. I think I genuinely, this might sound absolutely crazy to most people, because after watching me on Tawi screaming and shouting down Brentwood High Street, they'd think this boy is not peace for the life of him. But genuinely, the most peaceful I am is probably first thing in the morning after I've had a shower and I'm sat in my prayer mat praying to God. I think I'm at the most peace I ever am. People would find very surprising, because I'm very out there and outspoken on the show. So I think most of them don't think I've got any peace, but actually the reality is I'm really quite cool, calm and collected half the time.
But that's you meditating, isn't it? Essentially just getting your thoughts together. That's I guess that's the best of you. Yeah. Are there any misconceptions that you think need challenging from the queer world about Muslim people, or vice versa? Anything that you think, do you know what, that kind of needs challenge,
you know,
and change what people think there?
I think for me, and I've had great opportunities, especially on Tawi, to showcase my culture on the show and show people what we are like. I think for me, and I've always said this, growing up from a young age, I never saw like a queer brown boy on television. I never had anyone to look up to and be like, oh my gosh, I want to be like Junaid or anyone else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never had that. So my goal was always to be that representation. And I think what's quite a shame sometimes is, coming from a Muslim background, I think with the negativity over the years when it comes to like Islam and what people's opinions are and what they associate the religion with, it's very far from that. And when you actually do your research into the religion itself, it is one of the most peaceful religions out there. Don't get me wrong, every religion has like extremists and people that take it too far, which is with every religion.
so many people that have got like in, we all come from intersectional backgrounds, don't we? I mean, like, I'm queer and I'm Scouse, you know, and I live down south. We all have our identities and they kind of intersect with us as queer people as well. And it's really interesting hearing yours there as well. Reality TV gives us like the edited version, but what's something people don't see about you? I guess we've almost touched on this, haven't we, with the thought of like you after you had your shower in the morning sitting on your prayer mat.
Yeah, no, honestly, I do love it, and I think I'm quite grateful because Towie's genuinely shown so many different aspects of me and my life, and I'm grateful to be able to show that to such a big audience from like ITV and the viewers itself online. And I've made history doing what I do, and I'm continuing my journey doing what I do because not many people have the opportunity to do that. Do you know what I mean? I think we're in such a diverse world now where you can be who you want to be. Don't get me wrong. There's still like challenges for most people, but you can be more so yourself more than people ever have been. And I never in a million years thought I'd be the first ever gay Muslim reality star on The Only Way Is Essex. I mean, Towie's got quite a diverse cast as it is. And then to bring me into the mix, it's like, whoa, you know what I mean? We've definitely added a bit of spice here. Yeah. And I think, you know, I think it genuinely is time though for reality shows to make that difference, to take that change and bring more diverse people onto their shows, to let people know that we're educating so many people out there. And I think going back to the conversation we had earlier, the misconceptions of when it comes to like Islam and like stuff like that, I think people see so much in the media and then they watch Janae from Towie and think, oh, actually, do you know what, they're just like everyone else. And I think I'm definitely on that mission to like bring light and like positivity to my religion, because we can be seen in quite a negative light, whereas I'm just your average boy next door. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm popping into the local shop just to get a bit of milk and bread like everyone else. Like, we're just normal. And I just happen to film my life in a reality show and let the world see what I kind of get up to. So, yeah, I think I'm in a very fortunate position, but I definitely love what I do and making a difference. And that is what my whole kind of like goal is in life now. Like, turning 30 is really giving me my niche and understanding what is more important to me and what I want to work on to help others out there.
It's had a big impact on your turn of 30, hasn't it?
Oh my God. You know what? I think in your 20s, like, I went to university, I've got a degree, I've worked hard. Do you know what I mean? And like, in your 20s, like, you work hard, but you've party a lot and you have a lot of fun. Then you hit 30 and you think, do you know what? Like, life is amazing. There's so much more out there. And the more hard work you put in, the more, like, the more benefits you reap. So
really true,
that is that when it comes to turning 30. Not me sounding like some sort of like, what is it, some scholar or something.
What you do and what you've done, when you consider it, just thinking back to the things we've just talked about there, is absolutely incredible. Considering the way not just the world is set up right now, but in particular the UK has just gone recently, I just feel like we're in a bit of a dark place, right? And what you do and what you've done and the visibility and being lovely with it as well, it's incredible.
Thank you.
So thank you. And you've taken the weight of the world on your shoulders at times through your visibility. You know, you've had your things going on with your family and then you're still thriving. And I say this as someone who's had some mental health struggles over the years, because we carry a lot with us as queer people. But you've mentioned struggling with mental health before. How are you doing now and how do you keep yourself together? Because there's been a lot going on, hasn't there?
Yeah, I think, and you really touched upon it. I think what a lot of people forget with me is, like, when you watch Towie, you think Junaid, oh, he screams and shouts, he loves the drama, he loves a bit of a gossip, which is me. But I think when you actually look at the crux of me and look, I come on the show as the first ever gay Muslim reality star. No one will understand how that feels unless you're gay, unless you're Muslim, and unless you've been through it. Mm-hmm. I've lost my family along the way purely for who I am as a person. Life hasn't always been roses, like fairies and roses. Do you know what I mean? It hasn't been the easiest of ride. And I think once you understand me as a person, you realise, do you know what? Listen, and I'm not anyone to like feel sorry for me or anything like that. I've taken life by the balls and fought against every obstacle I've been through and become the person I am today. But when you understand a person's struggles, you realize why they are the way they are. And everyone has their struggles. Everyone's gone through stuff. Everyone's gone through hardship. And it's really made me realize, like, as much as I love the gossip, like, you have to really understand how the other person's feeling and what they've actually gone through, like, whether they can actually handle it or not. Yeah. And now with myself, like, listen, I work really hard and my switch off is like my boyfriend being at home, like family, like quality time with my loved ones and my friends, cooking, extravagant holidays. I have to, so much I have to like go into with myself. Listen, I work very hard. So I play hard and I spend hard. That's just who I am as a person. I come from nothing. So I know how it feels to have absolutely nothing. I know how it feels to work hard and get what you want. So for me, like, mental health is such a big talking point for me. Me praying every single day on my prayer mat genuinely gives me so much peace. And I'll be so honest, before I go and film a Tawi scene, I'll do a prayer beforehand. And I'll be like, right, positivity, positivity. And no, it's great. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just, like, there's so much. Tawi is a job. And my job is giving the world my real life. So I'm always, always going to be grateful for that and give the world what they want to see, because the more you open up to the world, the more relatable and the more you can help everyone else. So there's nothing I wouldn't give to the show, and I've given that in the last 4 years being on it, and I will continue to do so. For me, though, my switch off is coming away from filming, the cameras are off, taking the makeup off, having a shower, chill, cook, be with my loved ones, go on holiday, go to the gym. And it's having routine in your life. I'm such a person of a routine. Like, I'll get up in the morning, me and my boyfriend Joe, we'll go to the gym, we'll come back, get ready, go filming, come home, cook dinner. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a routine. Yeah. And I am, when I'm not in routine, I go a bit like, oh, this is a bit like, oh.
Yeah, a routine can make you happy. I love a routine. I hate the idea of routine. And then actually routine genuinely makes me feel grounded.
I love a routine. Absolutely love. I'm like that as a person. I think that goes back to my like days in banking where I used to work a 9-to-5. I love a routine. I love knowing like what's going on. I'm organized. Yeah. I love it.
So finally, for like young queer kids, and particularly like young Muslim queer kids watching Tawi on a Sunday night and seeing someone like you, what do you want them to take away from this and from you being
I would love like the audience listening to always feel like you can always be whoever you want to be. I know at times life can be such a struggle and you look at other people's lives and think, I want this, I want that. Just please look at yourself, focus on you, and regardless of how hard you think life can be or is at the time, it will always get better. Stay true to who you are and you will always win in the end, and you will always see light and happiness at the end, because I'm one person that saw no light at the end of the tunnel and then now look at the life that I'm living. If I can do it, absolutely anyone can do it. So please just be inspired and live your life and be authentically yourselves.
Janine, thank you so much for that. And Tawi is back Sunday nights at 9 on ITV2 and ITVX.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Stay with me. This is incredibly simple. If you've ever used Grindr, Googled something rather personal, or posted anything political, your data is already being tracked and sold. Think about that. A VPN can make you a lot safer. NordVPN takes about 2 minutes to set up, one click to turn on, and it just runs in the background. There's no effort after that. It's consistently voted number one across a load of metrics for consumers. It's fast, it's secure, and there's no drop-offs. Outcast World listeners can get up to 75% off NordVPN right now, which brings it down to under £3 a month. Go to outcastworld.net, top of the page, tap the link, then you're done. Outcastworld.net for up to 75% off NordVPN.